You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are dealing with the fifth and final theme from the safety play category. So we are moving into escape play today. And we have already covered containing, protection, danger, and rescue. And then escape is the final of this category. So very excited to move into exploration and mastery themes next. But before we get there, we're going to finish this one out. So escape play, really a big shift when we're thinking about the safety play category, because the danger, protection, and rescue all have a very specific type of play involved, and escape play is a little bit of a shift. And so escape category is always fun to watch. So escape play is whenever a character that the child is using, or the child in first person who is in a situation, is able to escape from that negative situation or dangerous or perilous situation, but does it on their own. So what makes this unique and distinct is that they do it without help from a rescuer. So no hero comes in, no rescuer comes in. They are able to escape either themselves or the endangered character, rescues or saves him or herself. And if we think about the implication there and the shift that has to take place, you have a child who is obviously playing out danger, worry, fear, anxiety, peril, catastrophe. There's some kind of negative spin in the play, and they can take it in different directions. So they can try to contain the danger. They can try to create some kind of protection. They can bring in a rescuer. But in this case, they actually allow the character or the child themselves figure out how to escape. So the empowerment there and the significance of that is very important. So what are the potential meanings to the child? The child sometimes feels, if they have been parentified, if they have self-imposed burden and pressure, that they are constantly trying to make sure that they handle things that they should not have to handle on their own. They may feel that their rescue is completely up to them, and therefore their safety hinges on their own creativity and capacity and execution of a rescue. In other words, self-rescue is the only thing that's possible. So no one else is going to save me. No one else is going to rescue me. I rely only and completely on myself because I can't rely on anyone else. And you'll see that in kids that have had to become very independent, kids that will have had an experience where they've been parentified and or they put a lot of self-imposed pressure on themselves. Another option is they are actually demonstrating to you as the therapist how they need or want rescue to take place. So sometimes they will play it out and rescue themselves, but it's actually demonstrating ideally how they wish that they were going to be rescued, and therefore then you know. So that can actually be a very bonding and connective type of meaning because they're letting you in on their needs. So sometimes they're actually just demonstrating what they would want. Another option is they feel that they cannot trust anyone else. So similar to the first meaning, which is safety is, you know, the only option would be for themselves. So self-rescue is the only possibility. Similarly, another one is that they just can't trust anyone. So they just do it for themselves. So those are similar, but a little bit distinct. So if they feel that safety is only up to them, in other words, I'm the only one that can keep myself safe. I'm the only one that can rescue myself. Therefore, I will. That's one option. This third one is I just can't trust anyone else to do it, so I'll just do it for myself. Rooted in different motivators, but similar. I want to make sure those are clear. And then finally, they may actually be indicating the sense of empowerment, which is what I mentioned a little bit ago. So once a child realizes, I am capable, I can problem solve, I can handle situations, I believe in myself, I know what I'm capable of, then all of a sudden, if they figure that out, they have this new sense of empowerment. And then now all of a sudden, I can protect myself from danger. So it's actually an equipping rationale. I feel equipped now, so therefore I will. Whereas before, I felt that I had to wait for someone else to rescue me. But now I'm actually believing in myself enough that I can do it. So really interesting when that comes in, because that is very much a self-esteem driven type of shift. So I have done the work on my self-concept and I believe in myself enough that I will do that. So escape play, when the character or the child escapes from a situation without help and they basically save themselves. So that is a very interesting theme and the final of our safety play category. Next week, we are moving into exploration and mastery themes. So we will get to that category, and then we will finally be at the end of all of the themes from Helen Benedict. So very exciting to be wrapping this up in the next month or so. Actually, no, it'll probably be another almost 2 months, but we're getting there nonetheless. Really quickly, before you hop off, I want to make you aware, I know I've mentioned it in several other episodes, but there's new episodes new listeners every episode. So if you're new, welcome. So glad you're here. I have now partnered with Corewell, and they are an APT-approved CEU provider. So many of you have asked for CEUs for training from me, and I'm able to offer that. We have our first training coming up in January. So it is going to be a 50-seat capacity for the live training, and then there will be a pre-recorded option where you can watch it after the fact. But if you'd like to get in on the live training, it's a 50-seat capacity. And if you go to childcenteredtraining.com, it will forward you to the registration page. You will get early bird pricing if you sign up quickly. So wanted to make you aware, we are finally able to offer CEUs for this child-centered training. And it's going to be a seminal basic training in the child-centered model. So really excited about that. There'll be far more trainings to come, but please go to childcenteredtraining.com so you can get registered for that. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.